This is Akashwani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu has underlined that for development to be sustainable and inclusive, resources must be managed with efficiency and fairness. The president said this while addressing the officer trainees of the Indian Revenue Service at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. She said that the country's infrastructure is growing, digital connectivity is bridging gaps, and economic opportunities are more accessible than ever before. The president said that the job of Indian Revenue Service officers is one of the most important functions for governance and welfare. She added that Indian Revenue Service officers will play a pivotal role in ensuring that this essential resource is collected in a fair, effective and transparent manner. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the government is working with the vision of a self-reliant India and has accelerated the pace of reforms. He said the country has consistently demonstrated its commitment to reforms, financial discipline, transparency and inclusive growth over the past 10 years. Talking about the importance of MSMEs in the economy, Mr. Modi said MSMEs play a transformative role in the economic growth of a country. Mr. Modi was addressing a post-budget webinar held on MSME as an engine of growth, manufacturing, exports and nuclear energy missions, regulatory, investment and ease of doing business reforms. During the webinar, the Prime Minister pointed out that a stable policy and a good business environment are pivotal for development. The Executive Director of National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited Regional Office, Itanagar, retired Brigadier Ashish Gupta called on Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik at the Raj Bhavan today. The Executive Director briefed the Governor regarding NHICL projects in the state. Underscoring the significance of road infrastructure, the governor pointed out that the robust road networks will play a vital role in strengthening national security as we have long international boundaries, unlocking Arunachal Pradesh's vast tourism potential and facilitating the export of perishable agricultural and allied sector products. The governor urged the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited to expedite infrastructure projects with a strong focus on quality and timely execution. Deputy Chief Minister Chow Namin graced the closing ceremony of the first edition of late Chow Inkalit Manau Memorial Football Tournament 2025 in Namsai yesterday. In his address, the Deputy Chief Minister acknowledged the invaluable contributions of late Chow Inkalit Manau to the upliftment of education and preservation of Thai Khamti literature. He added that the tournament stands as a tribute to Manau's enduring legacy. He further said that efforts are on to improvise the football stadium into a training ground to nurture the budding football talents of not only Namsai but also from adjoining districts. Women and Child Development Minister Dasangla Pool has said that the implementation of the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao scheme in Arunachal Pradesh has led to an improvement in the sex ratio, with 14 out of 25 districts recording over 900 females per 1,000 males in 2023-24. The minister said this while addressing a Beti Janmotsav event to mark the 10th anniversary of the scheme at Roing yesterday. Pool informed that five districts, Shiyomi, East Kameng, Kamle, Upper Siang and Tawang, have recorded sex ratios above 1,000 in 2023-24. The minister also noted a significant decline in the dropout rate among girls at the secondary and higher secondary levels in 2021-22. Government College Bomdila has been selected as one of the nodal institutions for the conduct of district-level Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament 2025 for the three districts of Tawang, East Kameng and West Kameng. The decision has been taken by the Ministry of Youth Affairs, Government of India. This year's Youth Parliament has been reimagined and expanded, aligning with the Viksit Bharat at 2024. Around 150 participants will be screened from the three districts and get a chance to speak at the district level, scheduled to be organized on the 16th and 17th of March on the topic One Nation, One Election, Paving the Way for Viksit Bharat. The top three finalists will get the opportunity to participate in the grand finale of the Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament in New Delhi. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, Australia scored 264 in 49.3 overs against India in the semi-final match held at Dubai today. At the time of this report, India were 106 for 2 in 21 overs. The winner of the match will be advancing to the finals. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.